Hansel, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I mean, sadly, I wish it was on better circumstances, but here we are.
I know, I'm so sorry to hear about your release.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, of course, of course. I actually, like, you know, I don't know how comfortable you are answering questions about it, but I did have a couple to ask you today, if that's okay.
That's totally fine. That's why I'm here, to set the record straight.
Okay, good, good. And that's what, this is your platform to do so. So let's start at the beginning. How did you, a young man from Dusseldorf, go from Germany's Most Naked Accidents to the release of your album, Anti-Everything?
Yes. Well, the transition from being naked and having an accident to being fully clothed and doing something intentional, it was definitely a hard one to make. But I don't want to give away too many secrets. And I guess what I would say is, if you're naked and watching this or reading this right now, by accident, there is hope.
I don't mean to laugh at your pain. I'm so sorry. I laugh when I'm uncomfortable.
No, it's totally understandable. I have fully come to terms with being on that show, and that is a part of my life and story. So I just hope to inspire more people that are naked and on that show.
That show somehow, I think, would be better than being on MILF Manor. So I think, you know, just to come from that to where you are now is really inspiring, for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So I don't know how to say this, but I did listen to your music. I know, and I didn't know, like, how that was going to go, but I was wondering, like, why does Dylan Francis get a co-writing credit on this, on your magnum opus?
The reason for Dylan Francis's credit is a purely a legal matter, based around freakish copyright laws that were made up thousands of years ago that should be fixed. But I have sent a team of lawyers to search in the ancient Boidian caves in the Arabian Peninsula. So until I hear from them, I have to remain silent on what will happen legally again against Dylan Francis, because I will not tolerate this. And I still think he is wrong.
No, it's messed up what they're doing to you. How are they going to tell you from the cave? Are they going to, like, is there, like, a special echo that comes from the cave that,
or well, will they? Well, they're in the Bedouin caves to look at, you know, certain laws from even further back then. Because right now we're dealing with copyright laws that were maybe, what, in the 19-somethings? Yeah. And maybe the laws back then were even crazier and maybe better. And I could then sue Dylan Francis again for what he has done to me.
I like that. I love a little, like, time travel legal action. I think that's the move, for sure. So I did read a little bit about your background and, like, growing up. I know that you really were super close with your family's owls on the owl farm.
Yes, very close.
Yeah, I heard that they really, like, inspired you a lot, too, as a musician.
Yes, very much. I still put a lot of the sounds, only the talons. As you know, you can't actually hear owls flap their wings, which I think is probably one of the deepest things about owls.
I actually had no idea, but that really, like, that makes a lot of sense, you know, considering your music as well. Much like an owl, it shouldn't be heard.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
With this in mind, since these owls do inspire so much for you, I actually have a couple of, like, Germany's most beautiful owls, like the photos.
Oh, wow. Here.
I'd really love to show these to you and just kind of
let's look at these owls.
Yeah, let's look at the owls. And if you could just, like, tell me the feelings, or maybe even, like a sound that comes from them that you, like, love in your music, that would just be so beautiful.
Yes, I can try. Ah, wow. Yes. This owl holds a lot of shame, but that will be good for him later in life because it will empower him, I believe. That owl, I wonder what noise it would make. You know, maybe just like, can you hear this?
Oh,
That
yeah,
would
that's
be
beautiful.
the talons walking on the tree branch, and maybe like a that's the noise of the owl's voice.
That is so beautiful. I'm really emotional right now. I'm really kind of worked
It's
up.
I know, that's great. That's how I feel. I'm actually crying behind these glasses.
It's sorry. Just one more. One more. So while I get
Yes.
myself together, you know.
Oh. This owl is clearly in a loveless marriage, and it is a coward. And that's what I see about that one.
That's so funny because actually he is he's recently divorced.
Ah, well, good for him. Maybe
Yeah,
he
you
will
know,
be
he should
happier
develop
later.
that. Yeah, 100%.
His voice would be a lot lower. Maybe it's just like a that would be the noise he would make. But
That
then he'd
sounds
make it
like
happier and make a better noise.
maybe like a oh.
Yeah, maybe an A instead of an O.
There we go. That's Thank you so much. I really like feel like I learned a lot about your creative process there.
Thank you.
You seem very tapped in with the owls.
I am, I am. I spent a lot of time with them. Sometimes I like to go and just record them for like 6 hours a day. Because, you know, inconsistencies in the ways they walk, move, you have to stay there for a long time to make sure that you really get the right note you want from the talons, because I don't like to change the notes at all. Once the
Yeah.
talon hits, if it's a C, I have to produce the song in C. If it's an A, I have to produce a song in an A. If it's an F, I have to produce a song in an F.
You know, and that's kind of nice. It takes away a lot of the stress of having to choose.
Absolutely.
Have you ever considered being paid in owl tokens, similar to your nemesis Dylan Francis's Bored Ape payment last year?
This is a great question, but I have a better question that I would like to first ask you.
Of course.
What the hell are you talking about? And also, this is a rhetorical question. So, next question.
Okay. Fair enough, fair enough. Your hatred of Kraftwerk, I know, is like a really big part of why you do what you do. Because I know you want to just go one deeper than this group.
Absolutely.
So, what is the time like? Can you tell me about a time where you went deeper than ever before, and how did you reach that deepest depth that no one has ever reached?
I've thought about this a lot, and I don't think I've gone to that moment yet. But the deepest moments that I hold very close to my chest, I will perhaps write about in a book one day, and you can read it. But know this: when you open the book, it will do the same thing that the Ark of the Covenant from Indiana Jones's films. That it'll do the same. It will capture the same emotion that that film captured for me. And that's what I can tell you about the deepest moment in my life. I will not tell you about it.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
But maybe one day it will be written in a book, so.
Okay. Do you feel like that's the same as telling someone something if you write it down?
Words speak louder than actual talking, I think.
I agree. I agree. The spoken word is out.
It's out. Written word is in.
Many people are saying this.
Yes.
So you also before you were DJ, I mean you were always DJ Hanzel, but before you were, you know, focused on the hatred of Kraftwerk, I know that you also wrote a bunch of like jingles for German commercials like Sourdoughs.
Yes.
So how did your experience like writing these lyrics transfer to your electronic songwriting?
Well, just remembering the lyrics of "It's the cereal that is bread." It gets me very emotional, as you can clearly see on my face. Not a single syllable wasted, for it is truly the cereal that is bread. And I guess my hope one day is that I'm able to craft lyrics that reach this high watermark again.
I see. I see. Well, I guess it would be a bread mark.
Yes, a bread mark. Any mark. As high as this, though. No one has done it yet.
What are some other jingles that you wrote? What are some of your favorites, other than, you know, sourdoughs?
Oh, what was the one? It was about when you die. I forgot the lyrics. I'm fully enveloped in the cereal that is bread. I just think that that was the pinnacle of my TV career in music. I can't remember the other ones. It is hard to beat. It's just so straightforward, and it tells you exactly what it is.
Exactly.
And all these people, they try to tiptoe around what things are, you know, sugar-free. Is it really sugar-free? No. They're liars. But this tells you exactly what it is. It's cereal that is bread, not gluten-free. We don't care. No. We are true to who we are.
It's got heaps of gluten and truth.
It's got heaps. So much gluten. If someone with a gluten allergy ate it, I think they might die. We even put that on the box.
Good riddance.
Yes. Good riddance. We don't need that anymore.
No, exactly. Exactly. Get their weak GIs out of the system.
Exactly. I'm sick of it.
I'm so glad that we could share that, you know, just really set that record straight. We're setting a lot of records straight today.
We are.
So, this is a little bit controversial, but let's say you were going to fight Dylan Francis, maybe in like an octagon or a large arena of some sort.
Okay.
What strategies would you use in this hypothetical fight, which for legal purposes, we have not set up a fight and there will be no fighting, but just as an idea, how would you fight him?
So this is a hypothetical? It cannot actually happen?
Yes.
Bummer. Okay, let me think. What does Dylan Francis have against me? What is he using?
You both have the same tools at your disposal. So, you know, you seem to know how Dylan thinks. You seem to have like a really like, because you hate him so much, you're very tapped into maybe like how he might act.
Yes, so what would happen in Dylan's mind is he would hear the word gladiator, and then he would try to choose either a battle axe or a sword. So I would choose a gun. Next.
You would kill it in U.S. politics.
Thank you.
Yeah. So one day, if you ever want to run, I mean, You know what? Scratch that. It's fine. We'll talk about it after.
I will never get into politics. Don't worry.
Okay, thank God. I mean, it would be good, but don't do it.
No, I will not do it.
Okay, good. Who do you think is the most offensive member of Kraftwerk, and why?
The audience, for encouraging such terrible nonsense. Perhaps you've already heard that there is a statistic about Kraftwerk, but every single person that has ever gone to a Kraftwerk show went to do something very, very bad. And I wish it were a lie, but it is not, and you can look it up.
That's crazy. You know what? I believe you. I trust your word. I know that you'd never lie to me.
Never.
So I don't even need to. That's really, you know, that's so poetic to be complicit in something so not deep is an offense in itself.
It is. I'm disgusted with the fans. Disgusted. Just committing very bad things. Just very bad. I don't even know what they are, but they're bad. And it's written somewhere. Online.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure. You know, somebody's got it. People have self.
Maybe don't look at the author who wrote it when you look at, because it's definitely a medical professional. You wouldn't even be able to read his name, probably. But it's not me. I didn't write it, so.
Okay. Good. Well, again, another record set straight.
Absolutely.
What do you hope that your fans, should we say fans? What do you like to call the people that disobey you and listen to your music?
Oh. Well, I cannot fault them for doing things that are wrong, but they are my equals. I would still gladly shake their hands. I know that all they want to do is go deep. But to the fans that chose to be disrespectful and listen to my album, I should hope that when I see them in real life and do shake their hands, that they would apologize to me for the mistakes. And, you know, you should not consume what is meant not to be consumed. And I've said this over and over, my album is not to be consumed. And I guess if people need something to understand to be consumed, I could list off a couple things. A football match, a book about apes, and a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi. Those are all things that you can consume. And I have actually already consumed those today. So I will consume more. But those are just off the top of my head. I did not eat the book. I consumed the knowledge in the book about apes.
So your brain was eating.
Yes.
Great. Perfect. Perfect. And thank you so much for telling me that. I feel a lot better since I did listen and I would like to repent. So I'm going to go check out a book about apes, not look up facts about what Kraftwerk fans do after shows, and
absolutely
not listen to your music.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the apology.
Anytime, anytime. Well, Hansel, it was a pleasure speaking to you today. Thank you for sharing with me how deep you can really get.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad we set the record straight on a lot of things. And I guess if there's one last thing I'd like to say is never listen to Dylan Francis's music. He's not deep, and I hope he never has babies.
And that's fair. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, perfect. Well, that's all, folks. Okay.
I hope to see you at a show and shake your hand one time.
Oh, yes, of course. I will be there ready to shake.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Bye.